Hello everybody and welcome to Screwball's Nook. My name is JP and I'm here with...
Maddie, that's me.
Yeah, and this is our first time doing a podcast.
Yeah, and we're actually really, really excited about this opportunity that we have.
And nervous.
Yeah. This is something so vulnerable for both of us, and that's why I'm excited about it. We're doing something that's both out of our comfort zones, and we're going to try to see where this takes us. You know, it might be kind of lame, but...
I hope it's not lame.
I hope it's not either. I mean, does anybody hope their podcast is lame?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Yeah. So we're basically film or movies enthusiasts.
Yes.
And we thought that like maybe making a podcast and talking about movies would be pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are. We started the Screwball's Nook just for that reason. Want to talk about a little bit of movies, share our opinions or theories and stuff like that.
Yeah, and you might be curious where we came up with the name Screwball's Nook. To be honest, I don't remember how we came up with it.
You don't remember?
No, I don't.
Really?
At all.
All
I know is that it happened.
Okay, so I think we were watching The Office together.
Always.
And, okay, you might already know and noticed, I'm not a native English speaker. But I think someone in The Office...
Wait, really?
Yeah, I'm serious. Like, 100% not American. Whatever. Someone in The Office said the word nook.
Oh yeah.
Remember? And I was like, what is that? That is such an interesting
word.
Yeah,
so he goes, he's like, what is a nook?
And so we go so we go through all this conversation about what a nook is. And that same day we start talking about making the podcast. And when we're like brainstorming about ideas for the name, that's when we came up with the idea of using the nook word. And then we try to find different adjectives to put to the word nook. And we felt like Screwball's Nook was the most appropriate because it really represents what a goofballs we are. And I mean, we just want to have fun with it podcast. That's the main reason why we're doing this. Have fun together and with you listeners too.
Yeah. So hopefully you can really get a taste of just how free-flowing and fun this is. And if you don't like it, you don't have to listen to it. But this is something that we are really
passionate about. You have to listen.
You have to listen to the whole thing. You can't stop now.
Yeah.
No turning back
at all.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, not even thank you. You're welcome.
Yeah. Okay, let's get back
into it. All right, yeah. So basically what I want to do with like how the flow for Screwball's Nook is going to be is every week we're going to make one episode and every week we're going to talk about one movie. At the end of every episode, we're going to basically announce, if that's the correct word, the movie we're going to review and talk about next week's episode, so that you guys, if you want to like watch it before we talk about it in the show, then you can do it. I think that because we're talking about movies and maybe even TV series, there's going to be spoilers. So you're warned. That's why we announced the movie beforehand so that you can watch it and avoid spoilers completely.
Exactly. And we're actually going to be giving our own ratings and reviews on each of these movies that we review.
Yeah.
So that's something you can look forward to, is what each of our individual ratings are going to be, and we actually don't know what each other is going to rate before we watch it.
Yeah,
before we give it the score. I
don't even know. Also, I mean, Maddie and I have very different tastes in movies.
That's true.
So I actually look forward to seeing what your scores are for some of the movies that we are going
to
watch.
Yeah, I don't look forward to seeing what you have to say, but
oh my
that's
goodness.
Really nice of you.
That feels so you. That's so you to say.
So the movie that we're... Did we already say what movie?
No, we haven't.
Oh, this is really, really exciting.
It kind of is.
I love this movie.
Go ahead.
The movie that we are going to talk about today and to review a little bit is the movie Us.
I wanted to do like a little like the music for it because it's super creepy, but I just realized that if I did it would be so weird because I probably can't even do it and the listeners will like freak out and probably just like go away and stop listening.
Yeah.
So I'm not gonna.
Thank you.
I'm not gonna do it.
Thank you for sparing us. That's really
kind of
you.
You're welcome.
So this movie, Us, let me give you just like a little brief synopsis of it. So it was actually created by the director Jordan Peele. So for all of those who know Key and Peele, this is that same guy, which I really admire that he is coming out to make this incredible movie. He's made a few before, And I hopefully...
Isn't it pretty interesting? I'm sorry for cutting you.
Go ahead.
I think it's so interesting that this guy went from being comedian to, like, this huge director.
Right.
I mean, his previous movie, Get Out, mm-hmm. Was a huge success. Yeah. Talking about racial mm-hmm. problems and...
Yeah, that's so true. That's something he loves to highlight is different problems or situations that are happening here in America.
Yeah.
And he loves to explore those and create movies that make you really think about things, whether you know you're thinking about it or you don't even know you're thinking about it.
Yeah.
But we'll get into that in just a second. But in this movie, it's about this woman named Adelaide and her family. And she has this like really deep fear of like something bad is going to happen. Anyway, she goes with her family to, I think it's like their beach house or something. And she just has this fear that something bad is going to happen. And who shows up outside their house?
Wait, what?
Do you remember? Oh, you haven't?
Okay, yeah. A little disclaimer. I have not seen the movie. Yeah, we kind of overlooked that detail, but I have not seen the movie. So that's why, like, Maddie's mostly speaking right now about what the movie is about.
I completely forgot.
Yeah, because I haven't
seen it. This is going to get interesting.
Oh, yeah.
How can you even give a rating on a movie you haven't even watched?
Wait. Let's not just go to the end of the podcast yet, because we're at the beginning right now. I have not seen the movie, but I've seen a lot of videos and theories, and I mean, it's such a, I mean, the only reason why I haven't seen the movie is because I'm scared of watching it. I hate horror movies.
I invited you to come.
That's yeah, right. I know. The thing is, yeah, I'm really scared of watching it, at least in a movie theater where I can't like pause the movie or.
Do you guys all agree that watching a scary movie in the theater is more scary or less scary?
I have no idea. I think it's more scary to watch
it. I would rather watch it in the theater, like with people around me, than
I would rather watch
in
it
in a house where the scary. Okay, anyways, back to the summary of this movie.
Yeah.
So Adelaide is with her family at the beach house. She has this fear something bad's gonna happen. And then these masked people show up outside their house. And her husband goes out to go check on them to see, like, what is going on, who's going to mess with his family. And it's their family. It's, like, them, but they're all wearing these red jumpsuits.
They're, like, clones.
Yeah, they're, like, clones of them. They call them tethers. But...
So that's a technical term for it?
Yeah.
What?
The scientific
term. The scientific? Where did that, like... expression came from, like, where
if you would have seen the movie you'd probably
so understand. There's a reason.
Yeah,
what's the reason?
Well, I don't want to spoil anything.
You don't need to we're talking about the movie.
Spoilers. Okay, well, it's like every person has a tether, like tethered, like connected to them. That's what the word tether
means, connected.
I think so.
I mean, I think it makes sense. Like, tethering from phone to computer. Right. Okay, it makes sense.
They're connected because they're the same person. So basically, the government had created this whole, like, thing way, way back.
Yeah.
Where they created clones of each person or something. And
gotcha.
Super, super creepy.
Okay.
So this family's, like, trying to attack them and kill them. But it's them.
Wait, the family's trying to kill the tethers? Or the tethers are trying to kill the
family?
Well,
the family's also trying to kill the tethers. So but both, the tethers started.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. I mean, is that it? That's the whole movie? Like, basically
that's
trying
like
to kill each other?
That's the beginning synopsis of it, is the summary of it, where it starts off in this just kind of, like, almost extreme battle, like, creepy, scary, like, this family's trying to attack their family. This mom, she knew something bad was going to happen. Something bad does happen at their beach house. And it goes on where it turns out that everybody in the whole world has a tether.
Wow.
That's trying to kill them.
Wait, is this like a whole... Wait. Because you said it was the United States of America that created this, like, way back.
Right.
That they created, like, this, I guess, cloning facility where they started cloning people. So, do they have clones for the whole world or just America?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Huh.
I can't remember. I'm sure we could look that up some...
It would make more sense if it's just America.
Right.
In my opinion. I haven't seen the movie, but again, but I've seen a lot of theories. And more on that in just a second.
Right.
Interesting. Yeah.
But I think one of the main reasons that I love this movie is because of the aesthetic of it.
Yeah.
Like, the creepy vibe of it is also perfectly mixed with humor.
There's humor in the movie?
It's a funny movie.
I had no idea.
While I was in the theater, there were some moments where I was like, grabbing the person next to me, and I was like, I think we're gonna get killed right now. Wow. And then the next second, I'm like laughing hysterically because there's like just these little plotted jokes that are in the whole movie. So you're like laughing, but you're kind of crying. And I loved that aesthetic. And it was even just such a beautiful...
Whoa, that's so interesting. You know, okay. So I'm again, I'm talking without seeing the movie, but I've read a lot about it. And I've seen that one of the main subjects and themes for the movie is duality. So now that you're saying that, like, it's so interesting that
expand on
there's that duality between laughing and horror. Uh-huh. Like, that's so interesting. Right. But I guess going into expanding a little bit on that duality theme. Mm-hmm. Throughout the movie, you know how there's the tethers, so the clones, and the real family. Right. So there's that duality of real and fake. Mm-hmm. And that subject is all like expanded upon on throughout the movie. You have also a lot of I don't know, like, if you notice, but the 11 reference, like the number 11 is referenced throughout the whole movie.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't notice that.
Because it represents that duality. It's so one and you can upside down, or like
you can flip it.
You can flip it however you want. It's gonna be symmetrical. Wow.
Which actually ties into the ending of the movie. I really don't want to spoil it for those people that are going to watch it. I don't even know if you know the ending.
I don't know the. I don't think I know. I mean, I know a little bit about it. I think. I don't know if what you're referring to. I know. I have no idea. We'll see. I'm gonna tell a theory that I read online that I thought was so interesting. That makes me want to watch the movie. By the way.
Okay. Say it.
All right. I guess we're jumping right into it. That's funny. But before we jump into the theory that we're going to be discussing about, we just want to talk a little bit about our sponsor for today.
All right, so back to the theory that we were talking about. Right. I'm so interested to hear what you have to say about a movie that you haven't seen.
That I haven't seen, yeah. Fully admit, I haven't seen it. anyway, this theory is actually pretty cool. And it basically says that aside from the theme that we just discussed about duality for this movie, there's like more of a hidden theme for it, and that's the failure of the American dream. Let me explain. It starts with the family, right? I don't remember their last name. Do you remember?
Wilson, the maybe?
I don't even know. But this family is basically the representation of like the American dream, essentially. It's about like constantly like wanting more and basically living superficially in America, here in America. The whole family is going on a summer trip. The dad, for example, is always talking about materialistic things, comparing, talking about cars.
He wants a boat.
He wants a boat, and he bought a boat. And I think that if boats are literally the essence of what the American dream is about, mm-hmm. it's you're spending a heck ton of money into something that you're maybe going to use once a year. And even after that initial like expense, you still have to buy life jackets and a place to
carry. It just keeps carry. Going.
It's just accumulation
and
of constantly wanting more.
Not to mention that this is what everybody is always talking about.
Right.
Where he has his friend that he is always talking about his boat with. And I think I remember where his friend was wanting to like also buy a boat or something. But I guess that could be symbolic of everybody is trying to attain the
American dream. Everyone wants to have that American dream, right? And they're in that constant fight for more things. And when the tethers initially come to their house, the instinct of the father of the family, is to protect his family. And what's the thing that comes to his mind to protect his family is to give expensive things to the tethers family, because he thinks they're just burglars that came here to steal from them.
Interesting.
He wants to give them he offers them the boat. He offers them all that materialistic things. At one point in the movie, he even says the mother is talking to him and saying like, we're not safe here. He's like, yes, we are. We have everything we need here. Food, water, backup, power generator. So his protection is material things. So I think that just shows a little bit of that American dream, right? There's one more thing that points to that American dream and superficiality of the American dream, and that's Hands Across America.
Okay.
So,
do you know more about this? Because I don't know anything.
Okay,
about
so what Hands Across America was a campaign from way back, I think 1980s or maybe even I'm not sure about the date.
1880s,
maybe. I have no idea, Maddie. I'm terrible with history, but back to the theory.
Especially America.
I don't know about the date, but it was a campaign to basically get America all together to get money for homeless people, to shelter homeless all across America.
Right.
It was a one-day event where Americans would hold hands throughout the whole America, whatever.
And this is how the movie starts, by the way.
It's yeah.
An introduction to the... What is it called?
Hands Across America.
Hands Across America.
And so...
And it's an overarching theme
yeah. for the whole movie. And the thing is, superficially, this is a great idea.
Right.
Like, gather every American to gather money for a very good cause, right?
Right.
But again, superficially, that's a good idea. When the campaign ended, they were able to actually like get a huge amount of money. It was, I think, $32 million, right? And again, superficially, like it all sounds amazing. Oh, wow, $32 million, that's a lot of money. Now, let's dig deeper. Because once you start like seeing the things behind it, then you realize that from those 32 million, 17 million went to pay off for the organization that was organizing everything. So like basically like the marketing
like so that's tools. About half yeah. of what they yeah. made didn't even go to.
More than half. It was just spent on the company that organized the whole thing. And
so
then,
that goes back to the idea.
But then aside, yeah, and aside from that, 20% of what was left was used as administrative fees to the government. So from those, like, yeah, 32 million that superficially were, like, collected, not even half were, like, went towards actually helping for the cause
right.
that money was gathered for.
Which actually ties into the tethers, because the tethers are technically homeless. They're actually all living in underground railroads.
And talking about underground, it just shows how America, like, it's superficial. And there's, like, all this...
Underneath.
Hollow underneath that...
Scary
nobody
crap.
Knows about. So that just adds up to the idea of how... of a failure the American dream is. The American dream is about superficiality and not about what's actually underneath. Like, they don't... We don't go deeper. And to what actually matters. Just, I mean, there's so much more things throughout the movie that points towards the American dream, but we're not going to mention all of them. If you want to read more about this theory, I watched it in a YouTube channel called Film Theory. I really recommend you watching it. It's amazing. It's honestly mind-blowing. I haven't seen the movie, but it just blew my mind, and it makes me want to watch it even more.
We should watch it.
Oh, yeah. I think
and we should. And you should watch it.
Oh, yeah.
If you have not seen it already. So let's go to our ratings. Do you
All right.
want to go first?
I definitely can go first. After a long internal struggle to rate a movie that I have not watched, I think I would give it a solid 5 out of 10.
5 out of 10.
I'm kidding. I haven't seen the movie. I cannot rate
you
it.
You can't even rate it.
I can't even rate it.
Seen.
No. So you go ahead. Tell us what's the score.
Yeah, so I gave it an 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10? All right.
And my reasoning behind it was because I love movies that have a moral or a theme about them that is promoting something good. Which this movie was kind of promoting the idea that life isn't about materialistic things. Right?
Yes.
And life is more about family. And also I love just how horrific and creepy it was, but at the same time so artfully tasteful and funny. So that's 8 out of 10.
Just makes me want to watch it even more.
Yeah.
I guess we know what we're going to do after this.
Exactly.
That's fine.
It's actually playing in the background.
Oh, yeah.
We're watching it right now.
We are?
Okay, so next we're going to talk about what we're going to do next podcast.
Yeah, so, I mean, come on. Avengers Endgame is coming out. We cannot miss out the opportunity to talk about it. So that's the movie we're going to review and talk about next week. If you do not want spoilers, but you still want to listen to our podcast, then we really recommend you watch the movie beforehand, because we're probably going to mention or go through a couple of spoilers.
And maybe theories.
And theories. Hopefully we can... I mean, I don't know. I honestly don't know what's coming up. Normally, I would like to... For us to have like a little prediction segment on this show about what we think what's gonna happen.
What can we expect?
I have no idea. So I think we're just gonna leave it like that, at least for this week.
And the twist on this is I don't really know anything about Marvel movies except for that I love Ant-Man, and JP loves Marvel movies.
Oh, yeah.
He probably knows everything about them. So that's what you have to look forward to.
I'm a huge MCU fan, and I'm freaking out of my mind that. I mean, tomorrow we're watching, at least from the day that we're recording this episode, tomorrow we're watching Avengers Endgame. Oh my goodness. So, yeah, I think that's been it for today's episode.
Yeah, thank you for listening. If you listened,
thank you so much.
This far into the podcast, you're awesome.
You're a real trooper.
Yeah.
We really appreciate it.